Welcome to the Authority of Love. I'm Greg Williams, and I thank you for joining us on the broadcast or the podcast. Now, we just wrapped up yesterday a short mini-series on understanding the wisdom of God's truth and love from His Word and about what that is to look like in the life of every believer. God made it so stinking plain by giving us two great commands that basically sum up all other commands, and He gave it to us in a priority order. That's time, rank, priority, order. All of those are included in that. That's what we're working through in all of these daily messages, and I pray that you are following through with in your time with Him and studying His Word. Now, if you're listening each day at WJMM 99.1 FM, thank you. You're on Central Kentucky Christian Radio. If not, you may be listening to the podcast. You can pick those up at WJMM.com, at least today's and the previous 2 days. Click on their podcast tab and then the Love and Lordship links, and you'll find those. You can find many more at Love and Lordship. That's our ministry website, loveandlordship.com. And you'll also find our book there in the middle of that homepage. You can click on that. You can go to the Vimeo, the Podbean, and other pages and see videos, podcasts. You can click on the Watch, Read, Listen tabs near the top. And as you do so, you'll get videos, podcasts, and articles. I'd love to hear from you. Agree or not agree, I'd love to hear from you, engage with you. That's how we grow in Christ. So thank you for that. You can reach me at loveandlordship@gmail.com, loveandlordship@gmail.com. So today, as promised, we begin our Identity in Christ series for the express purpose of helping us know and love who we are in Christ. As we've been learning to know and love God in the Names of God series, the first and greatest command, we now move into the second command, in which we must learn to love ourselves according to His truth and love. That was our little gap series there that we just finished, all right? So that we can then fully love others as He loved us and as we love ourselves. So, Identity in Christ 1, the first one, we got several of these coming up like we did the Names of God. There's so much in God's Word about this. Why? Because it's what He commanded us to do and to be. The first one here is knowing, and throughout this Identity series, knowing and loving who you are in Christ. Ephesians 2:10, we talked about it a little yesterday, says this, "For we are His workmanship." Literally, the Greek word there is poemia, where we get poem or masterpiece. "We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand in advance so that we would walk in them, do them." Now, we spent nearly 6 months just before that mini-series getting to know the names of God. And even more, I pray, His character, His attributes, and His love for us so that we could know and love Him more fully. As I mentioned, you can go back and check out the videos, podcasts, and articles at loveandlordship.com. They cover all of His names and how they are all manifested in Christ, God in the flesh. We then began this focus on love, and again, I pray with this transition or mini or bridge series between who He is and His love for us and drawing us to fulfill the first and greatest command to worship Him alone and love Him with all we are. Hopefully, and most more importantly, in line with God's Word, we continue to make our first love a wholehearted, growing love and devotion of and for Him. Only then can we begin to show His love for ourself and then dying to self, that's what His kind of love does, in order to love others as He did. Now, with all this in mind, we spent the last 2 days focusing on the second greatest command and what it means to love who we are in Christ. And with this as our present focus, I want to look at what God's Word tells us about who we are as we are recreated in Christ to do all that He has purposed for us to do. In order to truly love ourselves, we must know who we are, our identity, and that it is fully in Christ and not in our own flesh, that's a disaster, in the broken world, another disaster, or the lies and deceptions of the enemy, which is behind all of this. Rooted in these things, the flesh and the world, in the spiritual realm and battle. Who I am in Christ is what He wants me to know, so much so that He gave us His Word as the living Word, God in the flesh. He gave His life so that we could be in a relationship with him. I could get to know and love him and love who I am so I could then love others to show them who Christ is and his love for them. Over the next few episodes, we're going to focus on three areas that his word proclaims over each and every one of us in Christ. Now, there's going to be a lot of who you are in Christ, but they fall into these three areas. Number one, I am accepted in Christ and therefore I'm never alone. That's powerful. Number two, I am secure in Christ and therefore never need fear. Powerful again. And number three, I am significant and have a tremendous purpose in this life and in God's kingdom. Now, please be praying as we go through this that all who listen, view, read, or share these messages will be growing in his or her love for God. And as we mature in that love, to know and love who they are in Christ. For starters, and don't miss this, you are complete in Christ. Go read Colossians 2:10. Christ has done all of this so we can be in a relationship with God, and in so doing, he's made us complete in him. It may not always feel like it in this world or in our own flesh, but it doesn't change the truth that you have been made perfect, whole, and complete in him, and he is the authority over all things. So it's done. The only way you will ever truly love God, yourself, and others is according to his word of truth, and by that love and knowing your identity in Christ. Let's take a deeper look at the truth that we, you and I, are complete in Christ and what that means for us. This concept of completeness or wholeness in Christ comes from the Hebrew word shalom. We write about this in our book, The Authority of Love, second edition. It's most often interpreted as peace, but it is so much more. And the only way to know that peace, how it's often interpreted, is to accept and be complete in Christ. Every part of your life integrally aligned with his truth. See, understanding and accepting this overarching truth that we are accepted in Christ allows us to accept the reality that in him we are sons and daughters of God. Look at John 1, 12 and 13. To all who believe, he gave them power to become sons and daughters of God, children of God. Listen carefully and let this change your life. You and I, all who believe in their hearts and by their lives in Christ are adopted into his family, and God receives us as his children. This is part of the being complete. 2 Corinthians 6:18 and Galatians 4:4 through 7 talk about this adoption. We are completely whole and accepted in Christ. We can literally call God our daddy. That's what Abba means in Galatians 4:6. He desires to be that close to us, to know us that intimately, and for us to know him. But don't forget, from the names of God, it never diminishes the holiness, the righteousness, the awe of who he is. He just brings us into that. Even more, he literally chose you and me and all those who choose to put their faith in Christ to adopt us as sons and daughters. That's Ephesians 1, 5 and 6. And as children, then, we are adopted into his family and into his kingdom, not just as sons and daughters of the Most High, Holy, Awesome God. We are also joint heirs in that kingdom with our brother, our Savior, and our Lord Jesus Christ. Read Romans 8, 14 through 17. How incredibly awesome is that? Do you know Jesus as your Savior and Lord, and therefore know that you are a child of God, that he is your loving, intimate daddy, the incredible, awesome, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-present, ever-present God is your daddy? Don't miss both of those, that awesomeness and that intimacy. Christ paid the ultimate price so you could be that. Do you know that if you are his child, then you are an heir with Christ of the kingdom of God? I pray that you know him. You can. Jesus Christ has done the work. You just have to simply believe by grace through faith. Take it into our loving part, the two commands. We can only love others with the love we have received from God, and by faith can love who we are in Christ. Think about this. You are the only person that you take into every other relationship. So how's that working for you? Learning to love ourselves begins with loving God, listening to Him and who He has said that you are in Christ. Backing it up a bit, in Romans 8, we see just how far God would go to show us that we are accepted in Christ. That even while we, you and me, were still sinners, didn't know love, could not love. We could lust, but we couldn't love. While we were still sinners, God loved us, you and me, and sent Christ to die for us. Romans 5:8. This is absolutely crucial because it means that you and I can now be in God's presence because we have been rescued, redeemed, and forgiven, whole, complete, shalom, and therefore at peace with God and made holy. Colossians 1:13 and 14. All of this by what Christ has done for us. Nothing impure, imperfect, or sinful can stand in God's presence. But that is not any longer who or what we are in Christ. Not only does this mean that we can be in His presence, but because of His grace through Christ's sacrifice and our forgiveness and redemption, we can be and are by faith in a relationship with Him. Now that's just the beginning, but that's why we are now sons and daughters, all because of what He has done. And we have received by faith through grace. Look at the two previous verses from Ephesians 2:10. That was our focus verse to start this section. And it tells us that, again, that we are His masterpiece, literally poemia, workmanship. What does 8 and 9 say? Don't you know that you are saved by grace through faith? And that's a gift from God? Not of your own works, because in your flesh you'd boast about it, which would move you away from God, James 4:6 tells us. You see, He has done it. So we can be in it. Now we live it out, and we do so in truth and love. Wholeness of Christ, shalom. Food for thought as we wrap today's message up. Are you beginning to see how God values and loves you? The price that Christ paid for all of this to be true, forgiven, free, whole, and holy, made a son or daughter of God. Do you see the value in that He's placed on you? Why would you then not begin to love yourself even more? Or maybe love yourself for the first time. Don't miss that. Three action items today. Read the scriptures in this episode and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. We always start with that, right? Because we must. Two, journal what you've learned about your identity in Christ, your acceptance, your completeness, your wholeness. You're a son or daughter. You're a joint heir. Journal about what that means to you. Number three, spend time in God's word and prayer and ask the Holy Spirit to show you what it means to be all that Christ has made you based in His word. Tomorrow we're going to continue this series, so join us again. Invite family, friends, loved ones, and enemies, as we always say. Remember, you can find out more about us at loveandlordship.com. Go to that homepage and you'll find a book, our book, The Authority of Love, Second Edition, right there, and it will guide you through to how you can get that. If you'd like to give, there's a give tab near the upper right. It's a blue tab. It just says give. All donations are tax deductible, and we thank you. So greatly appreciate that. But if it's not us, would you keep praying and allow the Lord to show you where He wants you to give for His kingdom and glory? Thank you always for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always and most importantly to the Lord. Make it a great day, and God bless in Christ. Stay tuned for Bill Reeser and Encounter coming right up. And then at 12:45, Greg Horn and Hope is here. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.